The coordinator of the program, Rebecca Gonzalez, said Bright Futures is organized and funded under the Park City Education Foundation. They began with their first group of students 3 years ago.
What makes our program so unique is we'll not only support them in high school, but we'll follow them all the way until college completion. So our goal is for these students to graduate between the 4 years of college and come back and, you know, keep helping mentor other students who are going through the program and looking up to them as their first class.
She detailed some of the steps the students have to take to qualify.
So they had to do a 250-word essay and meet a minimum of 2.5 GPA or higher. And when we review the applications and all they have to tell us is why they want to go to college, why do you want to get to and through college. So they definitely inspired me, and all of their challenges they've had against them to go to college, they're now beating the odds. They're really are shining stars in the program, and they're, you know, sharing their powerful message that you can do it too. You can become a role model in the community.
She said 15 students are in the first graduating group. Two of the students in the program, Isaac Gomez and Jenny Soestrino, also visited our studios. Isaac said he's going on to Westminster this fall and is interested in communication with perhaps a minor in film. He talked about where his financial support is coming from.
I had direct financial aid from the college. They gave me a generous scholarship. And so my funding is coming from them, and then from the Park City Community Scholarships and some Bright Futures scholarship. And I will be working in the summer as well.
Jenny plans to go to Utah State University and will study international business.
I got a need-based scholarship from the university I'm going to, and the community scholarship from Park City High, and a Bright Futures scholarship, and I will also be working in the summer to get them.
Gonzalez said Bright Futures is important for a community like Park City with a large immigrant population.
And these students come from families who work here and who support this community, and we have to support them too to go to college. So I'm really happy that, you know, they're going to be the role models within their own family and within the Park City School District. And other people, they're like, how are you making this possible? And it's like, it takes a village. I wouldn't be able to do this without the support of the Park City High School. They support us in making sure the students are enrolled in high rigorous classes, AP, taking advantage of all these opportunities.
The program is also hosting a retreat taking place this Tuesday the 21st and Thursday the 23rd.
And we're excited because these students will be doing a retreat with the whole staff and volunteers, where they're going to have workshops about ways to navigate higher education, where to go, the resources, the books, applying for certain things during the summer that a lot of families here in Park City are fortunate to know, but these students, they're going to be in the limbo. And so we want to make sure that we create safety nets and that they know, hey, you need to support each other. They're going to build college crews. And in these college crews, Isaac's going to go to Westminster. So he's going to have his college crew, where other students who are also going to Westminster are going to tag team together and solve challenges together that they may face, and as well with Utah State. So we'll have Jenny setting up her college crew as well.
Rebecca Gonzalez from Bright Futures, who added that also on Thursday they will have a family celebration dinner where parents can talk to other parents whose students have gone through the college process. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.